I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Super Coaches, welcome to the show this week. I'm starting out, so be ready.
Who are you?
Oh, Bergs. My other faithful companions are Con.
How you going?
And Juzzy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Fantastic. Origin week to talk about, so not too much to talk about, but still a lot of Origin-relevant stuff I feel we can get through tonight.
A few final touch-ups.
Yeah, just a few things to look at. Like, a couple of people got... didn't get selected. A couple of people got selected that people I thought were shoo-ins and not going to get a run. They're playing this week. So are they relevant? Are they not? That's the other question. Firstly, how was your weeks, fellas?
Yeah, mine was good, mate.
Supercoach-wise as well?
Nah, supercoach-wise not so good.
Nah. Juzzy?
Nah, yeah. My team is, I'm doing the descent. I stayed a little bit high for a little bit longer this year, but I'm dropping down. Yeah, my season is falling away, boys. I thought I was building to a master plan, but I'm going to take a massive hit with a bye round. I've only got 9 players.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm not going to, you know what? I'm going to wait for this because judging by that, we can kill 2 birds with 1 stone with Brad's PPM a bit later. So... what I'll do is go into the next thing. Origin, who has to back up and who can be afforded a rest from Origin, especially after game one? We were talking earlier off mic, Con, about possible teams that can't afford it and a couple of teams that can, but not all players will, if you know what I mean. Like we said, for instance, from the Panthers, if someone's going to get a rest, it won't be Nath and Yo. It'll be one or the other.
Yeah.
Someone will definitely get a run there.
I think it'll be separate.
Yeah, we felt To'o will definitely probably get a run after he's had a bit of a layoff for Penrith. Not sure on his fitness, don't get me wrong, does a lot of work, so that's still another thing to keep an eye on. The Melbourne players, they were the other team. We felt not they could afford a rest. And Penrith could also easily rest a few more of those players that are playing Origin. But the Storm again, we watched the capitulation without their other stars. So I'm not sure Bellyache will rest them all. You know what I mean? Like Munster and Grant at the same time, they might get separated rests. If you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll rest them all at all. Like Grant's had a few weeks off through injury. Hughes isn't playing Origin, but he's missed a few weeks. Munster's missed a few weeks this year. Paps isn't back yet, so... they're not as high as they usually are in the ladder at this time of year either. Like they've already lost 3 games this year. Usually, they're lucky to lose 1 by now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's going to play a part or not.
Also, we said Cam Murray could get a rest just as come back from injury, he'd be one that could be afforded a rest. Was there others? We said Tedesco could come down to Joey Manu's form as well at fullback. If he's smashing it, then Roosters can easily afford to rest him.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Joey Manu. I think the option's definitely there for Robbo. It just depends on what he and Teddy wants to do, I guess. I'd say Teddy's going to have a choice in the matter.
Well, he has the Storm, you reckon he'll play?
Oh, not just that. Teddy has big games. You know, he steps up in them big games, and Origin's no different for him. I think last year, after Origin 1, finished the year with hip flexor injury and was getting needled up a lot and just played through. So he's one of them guys, he puts the body on the line. So if he does put the body on the line, I can see Joey Manu definitely playing some games there, you know, extended period even.
The one thing is their spine's actually starting to look decent over the last couple of weeks. Looks like the combination's finally coming to fruition that they've seen in the preseason. So I don't know if they want to disrupt that or not. That might be a consideration as well. So,
well, they're another team that's struggled a fair bit, you know, like you just said. Like, they have struggled, and for them to only just start clicking, it will come down to Joey Manu, I feel. So, yeah. Anyone else you can see afforded a rest in amongst that? You think Reuben Cotter's earned one, especially if Lolo's fit? Or
yeah, I could possibly see him getting a rest.
Because these are some heavily owned guys, you know.
Yeah,
just,
definitely.
They're guys that I feel I couldn't sell Nafe, not for what I paid for him now. He's down at 700K.
Yeah.
So, but don't get me wrong, I got some good scores out of Nafe, had some low ones, but he's a non-sell for me. So, out of any of them guys, could you sell any of them guys? Like, could you sell a Teddy, like, sort of preempting in your own head that he's only going to play a few games? And who for, if there's anyone even out there to go for, or?
I don't know, I think if you've held Teddy for this long now, I think you might as well keep holding him, try and get Joey in the centres if you can.
Yeah.
He's your only way to Joey. Yeah, maybe, but he's hit some form, Teddy. I wouldn't like to be trading him out now.
Yeah. For me, I'd only go for him for Papenhuyzen if he was named 14 and Teddy wasn't. That'd be the only swing for me, because especially if the Blues win, Papenhuyzen might find it hard to get his 14 again, the poor bugger.
I think Paps isn't due back to around 15, so I think he'll be very lucky to play Origin this year.
So yeah, that would be the only way I go, especially with, like, there's just not much else going on there. Juzzy, what about you, mate? Can you think of anyone who can be afforded a rest in amongst that, like any teams?
I think the one going around is Cotter.
Yeah.
Like, looking like he might not play, you know, the next 4 or 6 games. I think he's got short turnarounds, but I know that was on your list of things to talk about a little bit later. Sort of some good of the turnarounds.
He's good there. Like, and you're right, Brad would probably differ, but I think everyone, when we jumped on Cotter, he wasn't playing Origin. He was definitely a shoo-in for 13. He was a good number two the way he was scoring, but there were sort of hints that he might play Origin as well. And
yeah,
we were sort of even saying it a couple of weeks ago, like, he could play, he's on the cusp, but,
well,
and he made it.
Well, I don't watch much Channel 9, but they had Billy on NRL 360 last night, and he said that he's been speaking glowingly about Cotter for weeks now on Channel 9 coverage. So,
well, he's a couple of the cows
were there.
A couple of the cows, he highly, heavily rated, you know, and the writing was on the wall, sort of. But yeah,
yeah,
there was still, like, the likes of who were they going to drop for him?
Yeah, well, that was my question, and it got answered. I didn't like the answer. But anyway,
that's football, isn't it? Well, there's a couple, like, also, like, you got to look at people now. Oh, we'll go in. Do you want to go to Brad's PPM so then we can go to this other thing, or is it uploaded?
Yeah,
we'll go to Brad's thing.
Good evening, super coaches. G'day to all the listeners out there. G'day to the boys on the panel. Hope everyone's had a great week and trying to stay warm in this blistery, bloody cold weather that we've got. All right, I'm here tonight to do Roscoe's team list twists. I hope we've all been preparing well for this bye round. I think I'm going to go have some numbers there, but we'll see. There's always a lot of things that can happen in the lead up to Origin. So the first game this weekend, of course, is Titans and the Cowboys. The Cowboys have got some major outs with Nanai, Cotter, Dearden and Val Holmes all out. They've been replaced by Brendan Elliott. There's a blast from the past. I haven't seen him have a run for a while. On the wing, Ben Hampton goes into 5'8". While Helam Lukey gets a starting spot, and Jason Tomalolo, he's back, which will please a lot of super coaches. We've all been waiting, hopefully, to see him back. For the Titans, two big outs there. Of course, Big Tino, he's off to Origin, and Fifita, he is injured. Excuse me. The only real change is because of those two out. This week, Fotowaka is back, and Sam McIntyre goes on to into the starting second rower. On the Friday night, we've got the Panthers versus the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are virtually unchanged from previous weeks. No TPJ, that's going to hurt a lot of super coaches. Sorry about that, folks. But with no TPJ there. But Jacob Carrazzi does get another spot on the wing. So there'll be a lot of us, myself included, all hoping he could get a few meat pies and help his cash growth a little bit. For the Panthers, of course, there's a few outs there. There's four major outs. New Haas pairing with Kurt Falls and Sean O'Sullivan. Sean O'Sullivan's pretty expensive, but he did score well when he does have a very super coach friendly game. So if anybody wants a balls up move, that would be one, but he does score very well super coach wise. In the back row, Chris Smith comes in and Matt Eisenhuth goes into lock for Yo. That's going to be a massive miss and an out for the Panthers. They're going to miss Yo massively. All right, on the Saturday night, we've got the Seagulls versus the Warriors. The Seagulls really only have one change, and that's Daly Cherry Evans is out. Schuster goes to 5'8", and Foran goes to halfback. That means, of course, Foran hopefully is on the same side of the field as Okolatu, and we'll be watching to see if he can feed him some really some nice short balls there to see him get across a few meat pies. That'll be pretty good. Saab is also back for Manly on the wing. For the Warriors, no real changes. It's a pretty stock-standard team. Not really affected by Origin at all. Jazz Tavaga stays on as prop. So if you're looking for a bit of a different alternative in your hooking option, or you do have Randall, you can probably straight swap into Tavaga. He's available at hooker as well as prop forward. Okay, for the last game, and this one does have some significance as far as super coaching goes, it's the Roosters versus the Raiders. For the Raiders, the Xavier Savage holds on to his fullback spot, and Frawley goes into the 5'8" with Fogarty in at number 7. That covers for Whiten being out. The other major change is Tapine, where he's basically been coming off the bench most of the season. He gets a starting spot in the front row because of Papali going off to Origin. I actually think this is very positive. If you're a Tapine owner or you want to get a front row that is going to get you some good points, I think he could be the one. I say this because I look at the bench of Tom Starling, Ryan Sutton, Corey Herrera Naira and Trey Mooney. All I can see is extended minutes for Joseph Tapine out of that bench. Now for the Roosters, the big one there, of course, is Tapu Gorn, Tapau. He has been replaced by Billy Smith. So if you've been hanging on to Billy Smith all this time at 298,000, I don't think many are going to buy him. But, there's another good number for you this week to include. Joseph Suaalii is included, despite, of course, being training up there with the Origin squad. The back row of the Roosters looks about as good as anyone's. Angus Crichton, Stilly Tabanua and Nat Butcher, I wouldn't begrudge anybody getting any one of them. All going well. And then Connor Watson coming off the bench as well, who has a very low break even and was a PPM standout last week as well. But you can't beat this fellow, right? If you haven't got him, get him this week. If you can afford him, get him. Angus Crichton, you get him now, just put him in the team for the rest of the year, get you good points for the bye round, and that will help you out greatly. But speaking of that, it's very funny, and a big shout out to a fellow by the name of Adam DeRussi. He does a lot of work as far as what Supercoach stats are concerned, particularly in relevance to ownership of players in the top 100, in the top 1,000, etc. And he does he analysed basically the top 20,000 teams, and before we make any trades this week, the top 20,000 teams only have an average of 8.5 players. So that means that the top 20,000 will only be going into this weekend with an average of 11 players. So if you've got more than 11 players this weekend, you're doing very, very well. So don't get too disheartened. Make your changes, but make sure they're value trades. So people like your Angus Crichton or Tapine, who are going to get you some good points. Don't try avoid trading for players that are only going to be there for a week or two. Sam McIntyre would be a good example of that. You just wouldn't do those sorts of changes because there's no real value in it for you. That's it for this week, folks. Many thanks. And a big shout out to my nephew, Jared. He's just turned 21 recently, and he listens to you guys every single week on his way to work. He puts the pot on in his car and has a listen away, so hope you had a good birthday, Jared. I've still got a bloody big hangover. He's in the top 1% boys too. He reckons he's made some decisions based upon the ramblings on the pod. So keep it up, the good work. Everybody else out there, good luck this week, and I hope you all see some green arrows. Bye.
Firstly, let me just say happy birthday, Jared.
Seconded.
Party on, man.
Sounds like Brad O'Dea.
Yeah. We'll party on for ya. Good stuff from Brado and Gus. Gus is one of the top blokes in my next list. Just because we do have some buy-heavy players in amongst us coaches and some people who've planned heavily for it. Just looking for some relevant players for 13 and beyond. So not necessarily just bring them in for a week, but maybe they see you through to 17 and you cash them out. Hopefully someone that goes all the way through to the end. The top of that list, I have Joey Manu. Just on his jewel, I put him first. Anyone begrudge Joey for making that list?
No, just on his past performances alone. I don't think you can.
I just think in amongst, especially if we remember form from the end of last year after he did have his stint at fullback, he took his game to a next level. And him and Teddy sort of carried their... I know their team structure wouldn't rely on them to do that as much this year because they've got both their halves and their hooker and stuff. But keep an eye on Joey to play a heavier role once he gets his run at fullback. He seems to get a taste for football, you know, so...
Well, there's only three full-time centres averaging higher than him already. So once he goes to that another level at fullback... At 600k, I think you jump on now.
It's the time. It is the time.
I know a lot have already jumped on.
Yeah, well, he's in the ins as well.
Yeah, well, for those, I know you got taken from your other list there, Tupo.
Yeah.
In the shock selections. For those who brought in Tupo, fifth round, a straight swap to Manu.
Yeah.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah. Second on that list is Angus Crichton. As Brad said and pointed out, years gone by, he's a set and forget player. You know, you can just put him there and he does a job for you. And he, over the last couple of weeks, he's got better and better. I do know this because I jumped on him over Maddo the other week. Point squaws, Maddo's smashed him, but he has got better over the weeks, Gus. And
yeah, definitely.
He's improved and I don't expect him to get regress. And I expect him to take his non-selection a bit personal. So I hope he has a massive game. Third on the list, Ruben Garrick. It's a massive gamble because Ruben's not cheap. I think he's 660k-ish. So, but he is a guy that you could probably rely on in your centre wing for the rest of the year. You know, you wouldn't have to pod play him. He kicks the goals. If Manly score points, he's sort of scoring points, or he's in amongst that as well. So, I don't mind Garrick.
He's been busy too. Not like he's just gone back there for a break. He's trying to get involved and everything. So,
well, he has. We knew last year. He took his game last year, I think, from just a stand in there, man. He was running and he was passing. And he got involved. This year, he started the year there, if I remember correct. Or he come in early anyway.
Yeah, no, he started the year there.
Does he stay at Manly as a winger? Does he move on? When's his contract up?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think he does. Nowhere else was giving him a shot. He came from the Dragons, I think, didn't he?
Mm.
He weren't getting a run there, and I don't think anyone was screaming out. And then last year, he just went on a tear. He could definitely ask for more money somewhere, I dare say that, but it's a matter of someone giving it to him and him getting it. We all seen this year he's not anywhere near the leading try scorer that he was and point scorer that he was last year.
Well, if he can put together a good run and show that he is capable of playing position, teams like the Dogs and stuff are looking for fullback, so
yeah,
he is marketing himself, I guess, in a way.
And then next on the list, I've got Kikau. Now, I wouldn't set and forget Kikau, but I definitely Tim Moody on with him. He's a bit dear. He is 580,000. He's probably priced at his near top dollar. Mm. But if you've got the spare cash and the room to do it, he's got them weeks where he definitely gets involved a lot more heavily, you know. And if you can pick that week,
if you've got him over this Origin period, do you play him in the depleted team? Is he going to be a sort of go-to option? Or is he going to be running decoys for him or not?
He won't be running. For me, he won't be running decoys. He knows it's up to sort of him to run it, you know. I still don't see him doing anything out of the ordinary for him.
If he's going to get some good ball or a bit more good ball from the halfbacks because they just go straight to him, then, yeah, we'll see a few extra points. But
that's the thing. You've got O'Sullivan on one side, the other side, and you've got Eisenhuth in the middle. And then you've got that Falls, can't remember his first name, sorry.
Kurt Falls.
On debut, on Kikau's side, so how much good ball is he going to see?
Mm.
It's a gamble.
Is this kid just going to play short to him all night and play it safe, and he's going to crack some lines? Because the Bulldogs' defence isn't fantastic, let's be honest, especially down their right-hand side. It's pretty atrocious.
Yeah, we're terrible. Then we got Tarpany, or Tapine. To Pine, sorry, dude. It is Tarpany. I think it's Tarpany, but he's churning along. What good scores you've had him all year, Con?
Yeah, averaging 60.
Yeah, hasn't let you down too much.
No,
well. Would you say
to the expectations I was hoping for? But
he's chugged along.
Apart from those three big dogs, you think he's leading the pack behind them? So
yeah. Which isn't a bad get, especially over this period. Now, I put Targo and May on the list just because I feel, provided they keep getting named, I think that they could be keepers to the end, you know. You might sell one on, especially I think it'll be May, if anyone, that will get sold on because Toto looks like he's going to catch COVID or something out on that wing. He just doesn't look right there.
While they're both playing on that left-hand side, I'm not selling either.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could easily be keepers to the end.
Absolutely.
both do well, both score tries. Confidence.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is growing in Targo a bit more too. Like you see him, he kicks it in all sorts now, so I like where he's going. Then I got Reece Robson, probably a little bit underrated, but he only got a 50 last week. With Cotter out, I expect him to do a lot more middle work. You know, I know Lolo's back, but Robson don't mind getting in amongst it. I just think Cotter, he's just so busy, you just don't have to do that sort of work.
No, I think Robson made almost 50 tackles last week as well.
Oh, really?
He just doesn't run. Or he didn't run last week.
Yeah. He ran a couple of weeks ago, a couple of times.
He had two runs last week, maybe three.
Yeah, and then Ewan Aiken. Sorry for all those we speared out of Ewan a couple of weeks ago, but Ewan Aiken still chugs along nicely, especially if he's in his centre wing.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be telling you to jump out and grab him in the second row. He'd definitely be a centre wing for me. And then Ola Kuatu. Just keeps going. He keeps going well. Like, he does have a lower score in him, which is about a 50. But he generally gets an attack instead. He generally breaks some tackles. And he for me, I jumped on him. I've had him since the very start. And very few games for me have I been disappointed. I was more disappointed in referee and standard when he got sent off. He got Simbin that time because I don't feel that was Simbinable, but that's a different matter. But other than that, he's chugged along nicely all year, Ola Kuatu. I wouldn't begrudge anyone for bringing him in now, even and just sitting him for 17 and holding on to the end bar injury, you know. Just a gun.
I like him, big fan.
Does he like Ola Kuatu? You see what he brings?
Had him from the start, bro. Not getting rid of him.
Yeah, he's one of them guys. Now, Lolo, he's as cheap as you probably get him unless he keeps getting 12 minutes a game or whatever, but I'd definitely jump on this week at 480k or whatever he is, especially with no Cotter, and hopefully Cotter gets a rest.
Well, so you're getting cheaper next week, but there's no point in buying him next week. You're pretty much buying him for this week for the round coverage, so it's even now or never.
Now, me begrudgement on Nat Butcher last week, I said no to Nat Butcher. Nat Butcher backed it up again, scored well, puts himself in right position.
Yeah, he got a lucky try.
Yeah, but still, you know.
Yeah, he had to be there.
That's right. And he's one I can see, as long as Victor Radley's out, I can see him getting decent minutes. And, like, he's not going to score tries every week, but he could definitely be a good thing from now to 17, and maybe upgrade him from 17 onwards, because I think Radley's back when?
I think it was out for 6 weeks originally.
So, yeah, not sure. Now, we got some gambles to talk about. Next players, we wouldn't tell you to go out and get them, but if you've got a gut feeling and you just want to go a bit of a pod sort of move on other people, I think Satili Tupanua is one. What about you, Con? Would you put Satili on that list?
Yeah, massive gamble.
Massive.
I wouldn't take it myself, but I know people will.
Yeah.
Because he can find the try line, as we know.
Also, Luke Thompson, I put on that list. With no Pangai having back spasms. Thompson, I had Thompson last year, finished the year with him, finished strong. He's a Supercoach player. This year just hasn't, I feel he hasn't had the opportunities with Pangai in the side. He sort of takes more of a backwards seat. But if he can go on at least a 4 or 5 game run without Pangai, I feel he could be the perfect upgrade come 17 as well. That's just for me, but it'd all depend on what they do with Pangai. But
yeah,
I'm heavily looking at Thompson this week myself because Pangai's out, so it could be a nice downgrade. He's only 450,000 I think, Luke Thompson. So I'd be looking at downgrading Pangai to him and banking some cash for upgrades next week if I did look at going that way. Mo Fuduwaka. Now, I know you yourself rate Mo. You hard done by for Origin for Mo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will Mo go out and say, fuck you, Billy Slater, on the weekend and just rip tear bastard?
I hope so.
Because for me, that's what I'm also thinking Angus Crichton's going to go out and do as well.
Yeah.
Addo Carr as well. All the players who missed out that probably should have got spots. I see in my head, I see why Addo Carr got dropped. They need a giant out there, but...
I disagree, but...
Yeah. Anyway, then my last one on the list is... I know Juzzy was talking about him last week and we sort of said no, but... James Fisher-Harris... He's one of them guys. He's up there. He's up there in the top echelon. He's not.
He's consistent.
He's not the best of the best, but he does a job.
He's a safe 50.
Good 60.
Yeah, good 60. You reckon?
Yeah, like not every week, but he'll be in that like high 50 average, sort of sitting just below 60, and he's just good as a chug along. If you're looking to plant some cash.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's all I got for that. You've got anyone else you can think of off the top of your head that's playing this week that you could see?
Tohu Harris.
Oh, yes, Tohu. I forgot about Tohu.
Definitely be a keeper to the end.
I pulled the trigger on him last week.
Yeah, happy with it?
Well, he did average last week.
He's
but
just getting his match fitness back. His minutes are increasing. You know he's going to be good.
Yeah, that's it. He's pulling out a 50 and he's, you know, hasn't played for ages.
$550,000, $557,000.
Yeah, just while we're super coach heavy, we've finished with that. You remember anyone else off the top of your heads? Dave Fita come back, got injured straight away. So sorry anyone who jumped on there, but was sort of could have gone for Origin as well. It was a sort of a gamble trade.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to quickly go to the ins and outs before I go to my next topic because it's a little bit off topic of Supercoach, but we'll go back to questions after it. But the ins and outs for the week, at the moment, as of Tuesday night, the most traded in was Angus Crichton, then Joey Manu, Joseph Tarpany, Ruben Garrick, and Arpi Korosau. Now, Arpi to me was an eye raiser for me. I can see myself just taking a hit there rather than just rushing out and getting an Arpi for 2 or 3 weeks. But if Nath gets rested, he could be a good get.
Yeah.
I mean, anything Penrith's going to do, it's going to be him and Edwards that are controlling it. Him at the front, Edwards at the back.
I'm more thinking about 14 and 15. I'm thinking that if...
Well, if anyone's playing reduced minutes, yeah. Arpi's not getting rested.
Or Yo gets a rest, then I can see Arpi having to do a bit more, but it's a big gamble.
Well, because can Mitch Kenny come in and play like that middle forward role at 13 or something?
He does a fair bit anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes you see him out there with Arpi for a little bit when needed, and then Arpi usually goes off for a rest, but maybe that's it. Arpi will be playing the increased minutes over the Origin period. Could be a good get if he is.
John? 3 of his last scores have been over 70.
Yeah.
Been a 92, 73, and an 81 in there. They were all with attacking stats, so. I don't love it.
No.
But won't I can see people just want the numbers and they'll take the points this week, so I understand.
Yeah. And then the most traded out was Taff. King, Ilias, Tuilagi, and Randall. Now, a couple of them should have already been gone. But a couple of them, I think, at the right time as well. I think King's probably the right time, Josh King. Taff as well.
Yeah, well, probably in hindsight, last week was the week for Taff, but Fucking Demetrio.
Yeah. Hey, you got either of those guys still, does he?
Moving King on this week. And yeah, copped tough last week. Didn't even realise it was happening. Otherwise, I might have, you know, reconsidered my trades. But
well, I had to cop TPJ. I didn't realise he was out because I was at some bullshit too. And yeah, I was spewing about that. Spewing hard, getting a phone. Phone will be back next week. But yeah, so, all right. Now, just quick off topic of Supercoach. Is Payne Haas a grub?
I think he's been very, very selfish.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Juzzy, have you heard the saga?
I have heard the saga, and the last thing I heard in relation to the saga is the fact that he doesn't want as many years on his deal. He's actually trying to negotiate the many years down, and that's where it was. It wasn't overpay anyway. But, yeah, for me, don't talk about it, especially at this time of year. The whole thing with him making the Origin thing is Freddie's already talked to Broncos management and his and Payne Haas. And they've all assured him that this won't be a thing. They're working on it, right? So, ultimately, you're playing into Queensland's hands by letting this get in their heads in New South Wales.
Easy cop-out for Freddie.
My thing was, look...
If he wasn't the best prop in the game, would Freddie stand by his... We're not bringing contract drama into camp.
Probably or, not.
Yeah, so...
look, let's...
I just love his Freddie impersonation. Can you do that again?
Nah, I'd live up your throat. Say, not lucky.
say, Joey, you're my best friend. I love you, bro.
We'll never know. But look, for me, the only thing I didn't like about it was done just before a game. I know he goes into Origin camp and that this week, so it would have been hard to get to sit down with the club and that. But to do it 2 days before a game and then to expect to walk out, and the crowd I thought were right to boo him, but then he had him had to cheer for him a couple of times. He done well.
But they kept booing him though.
Yeah, I know. They're but relentless. Look, for me, it's not just his fault too. You got to remember, we all remember a couple of years ago KP drama, right? And I hate to, you know, I hate
really
to
just this year KP drama.
No, but you know what I mean. Like the money, and it was all come down to the management, and they are just young fucking dudes, like. It's the manager that's pulled the trigger on that shit with the club. Like, they could have waited till 17 or whatever, but I don't know. It's just poorly handled. Still, I don't think he's a grub. Coming out and asking for more money is everyone. Everyone likes to be able to feel that they've got the right to ask for more money.
Yeah, well, when he was...
You might not get
when
it.
When he was 18 or whatever, he burst onto the scene, had that game or two, and then got busted. They signed him for 6 years out of good faith. Yes, they knew they were probably getting a bargain then, but at the time they were paying overs. And then a couple of years later, they upgraded him without extending his contract. So they just gave him more money for nothing.
On good
no
faith.
Extra years because rewarded him. And so now he's on 750 or something this year, 800 next year, 850 the year after. And now he's coming out and saying he wants more or he wants out. That's big shit go, as I've ever seen, especially once the Broncos finally turned it around. To come out and do that now is just shows me he's not a team player, and for me, he wouldn't be a person that I want in my team, even if he's the best prop in the game.
Yeah, it's not very teamster-ish.
Definitely not.
You know, but for me, if he does leave the club, and this is very super coach greedy of me, but Pat Carrigan, guys, is the fucking guy to jump on. That's heard it here first. If Payne Haas leaves the Broncos, get on Pat Carrigan. He's going to go fucking rip tear bust.
I think he will leave.
I think he has to now. I can't see club culture going forward because you'd have to sort of... It'd be, let's do this as a team. Is that okay, Payne?
Well, apparently he's staying there. Apparently the request has been withdrawn.
Yeah, well.
They've come to an agreement.
Fuck. It'd be hard.
How much it's cost them?
Oh, well, third party. You know, it should never have got to that. Third party somewhere should have just Salt Bayed the love. Like,
I shouldn't. That's where the NRL needs to fucking grow a backbone and make a contract.
Yeah, but we all
instead
know.
Instead of it being wishy-washy shit.
We all know how the Salt Bay works.
Like Gordy said on Matty Johns, he had to sit out a year because he wanted to leave the Dragons and go to the Broncos while he was under contract. So he had to sit out a full year and then he could go and play for the Broncos.
That was the Dragons. Yeah. That was, but so he could have played for the Dragons.
He could have, but he wanted to go to the Broncos.
Well, he should have just stuck to his guns and played for the Dragons.
He did stick to his guns. He wanted to go to the Broncos.
Yeah, he did, but...
Well, I think, yeah, contract's contract, and you fucking just do it. But we're never going to get there anyway.
Yeah, so he's a grub.
Selfish.
Grub.
You're meant to be the no.
Yeah, you know, I told you halfway through I was going to swing. Questions? Got any liveies on there, Juzzy?
Scott Smith says g'day. Scotty. Lance George is in there. Watto's in there. What? Timmy O'Connor.
Timmy.
Michael Dakai. I want to get rid of Taff, thinking Nico to halfback, bringing in Savage.
Ooh, how did Savage go on the weekend? Looked busy. Looked okay. Didn't see Supercoach score, but...
Don't think he scored great.
He looks okay.
There's definitely potential there. If he can find some open space, he's gone, but I don't love the trade.
No, he's got to break the tackles. He doesn't really break them. He gets buckled in half a bit, but he'll get there eventually. Just, I wouldn't do it.
No?
No.
Luke Smith's in there. Stephen Richards.
Richo, Joey Manu, bruv, jump on.
100% says, hey, boys, Joey Manu, that's all I have to say.
That's, bro, you are on. This is the week.
Teddy Woods is in there, says, sup, bro.
Teddy, I got no phone still, bro. I'll get back to you.
Ryan Ings, hi, boys. Thanks for talking me into holding Munster last week. Struggling for a captain this week, considering Burton.
Oh, fuck. That's
sneaky smoky against the old team.
Wouldn't be a bad one. Odd VC him. Look for what game's that? Game three.
Second one,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd VC him. VC, you got the option to run the loop this week. Unless you're running the VC on Lolo or something like that. I'd VC him and then look for deeper. Look deeper in the week for a captain. If he scores well, just loop him. It's a free loop this week, guys.
Yeah. Not a massive fan.
All right, Brian Ings. No, that was Brian Ings. My bad. Thanks, Brian. Mark Vowles says, g'day, Valley. Champions.
Drift King.
Chris McClellan's in there, says, get into it, Bergs. Vowlesy, is it worth looking at Appy to cover 13?
We did talk a little bit about it. Colin doesn't love it, but his last three scores have been good. Go if you got, man. If you're feeling it, do it. Like, for me, it's not what I'm doing, but I wouldn't begrudge anyone for jumping on. They're high point side. Anyone can score points at any time.
Richo says, super pod move, boys. Look at Rapana this week.
Ooh, Richo, I think he's a jewel too, Rapana.
He is.
Ooh, I like that.
What about you, Con?
Yeah, well, you know, Rapana can have an absolute blinder. It's not beyond him. He loves to break tackle, break the line, score tries.
He gets involved. If you watch their games, you see him over near the posts a few times. And
yeah,
he's involved. Like, sometimes he doesn't get it right, but his involvement's there.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, he can definitely pump out a big score.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
And that 400K, pretty juicy.
All right, Chris Maxfield says, get on the hammer this week. Value and could go better than Joey and Rubes.
Oh, look.
Where's he playing? Centre for Val?
Centre, yeah.
He could, but he's next week or the week after when Val's back, he's...
Who's filling in for Dearden?
Now, Dearden will be back. Dearden's not playing Origin, bro.
Yeah, but he's 18th man.
He's playing.
If they keep him as 18th man, he'll be at the ground.
Oh, really?
Ben Hampton.
Benny Hampton. Fuck, he's played everywhere, Benny Hampton.
it's only a one-week prospect.
Yeah.
Well, he's back to the bench next week and an AE nightmare for you.
Alrighty, so that's a no.
Unless you got shitloads of trades and you can just get him rid of him next week.
Yeah, I don't recommend doing that too much. Bringing him in for 1 week.
That's like I said, you've got shitloads of trades.
Well, if he gets a 30, it's the trade's totally wasted. And yeah, I just don't like doing that.
Richo's blown away that you finally agreed with him.
So he should be.
About Rapana.
Oh, was that Richo?
Yeah.
No, you're up then.
Sorry, nah, buddy. He's good. He's a good get, I feel.
He is.
Goes on runs, and if you get him at the right time, you get hundreds.
All right, hold on. I've got some more questions over here. Will Drew Hutchinson get enough minutes to be a cheap backup option to Cleary over Origin period, or should I just run one short this week?
Yuck.
Yeah, I'm yuck man there too.
Yeah.
Just play the man short. You know, whoever you get in, Nafe's going to outscore next week.
No, but I'm assuming he's going to go Taff to them. Just an assumption. I don't know that.
Yeah, it's a backup option.
Yeah, I just don't know. Drew Hutchinson for me is no good. Doesn't play 80 or anything, does he?
No,
he's no good. Where you at, Jazzy?
Watto says, hey fellas, currently got 11 for this buy at the moment before trades if Suwali plays. What's the ideal number heading into 13? Well,
Brad said...
I think Brad said 11 was anywhere north of 11. You're good, pretty much.
Well, 8 was the average going into this round with 3 trades, so 11's going to be the maximum average.
That's the top 20,000 coaches, so assumingly everyone but me is in there.
I'd be more interested to see that maybe narrow down a bit to see what the ratio is to like the 10,000, 5,000, 1,000.
Yeah, but still.
Just see, because 20,000 is very broad.
Still, but average 8 players across that.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean, but that could be 15,000 to 20,000 all have like 4 players or something, but the top players are sitting with 13, 14 who you're actually competing against.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that, yeah. Well, I automatically lost a few with no TPJ, no Cotter, but did gain one of Angus Crichton, who I didn't think was going to be there. So,
yeah.
And a lot of people are now at Toops.
Yeah.
Because he just chugs along nicely and does a job there. No one really notices him doing what he does. So, I know a few people are missing Toops this week as well, so... Yeah.
So Justin Magrin and Tim O'Connor both have a question about the same person. Timmy says, now that he hasn't been selected for New South Wales, is Angus a buy and possibly a hold till the end?
Yep.
And Justin wants to know, should I buy Angus with his next 3 games being Parramatta, Storm, Parramatta and Penrith?
Yeah.
Yes and yes.
Yes?
Yeah. And yes.
All over it?
Yes.
Jacko's doing well too.
He is. He's doing very well.
He's doing very well. He's pumping you. Just so you know, like,
yeah, I know.
I've just got to. But you know what? I should have done this ages ago, months ago. But you know how I get on a Tuesday.
That's right.
But we'll do it now. He's pumping you.
Yeah, all comes down to grand final day.
No, I know. But I'm just giving. I'm giving him one live.
Yeah.
Go pitch.
I'll give him his kudos as well. He's got him.
Well done, mate. Paul
Mann's got a question. He says, if you're getting a hooker this round, who do you go for?
Robson or Appy?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it'd be... Appy's been a hot topic, so some of these guys that have asked about Appy are good super coaches, so...
I went Robson last week too, so probably Appy.
Yeah. There's no sneakies up there or anything. Like, it really comes down to those two.
Jeremy Marshall King?
Nah.
Possibly.
Not for me.
Chaz?
Yeah, I like Chaz, but I'm scared. Curran's back soon. I don't know about Egan.
Yeah, you get on him for the short term.
Yeah, but anyway, I should have done it last week, but I didn't.
All right, well, that's about it for questions, boys.
Right, so that's about it then for the week. Good luck, guys. We'll be back before next Origin, won't we?
We will.
We'll be back
next Origin Eve.
Go to the Blues anyway.
Yeah. Yep, good luck, peeps. Happy bye round.
Peace. Anyone going coachy coaches or... No one's coaching on?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.